The New England Patriots are not the only local team reacting to President Trump's recent criticism of professional athletes who want to raise political concerns. WBUR's Shira Springer found it's a concern for the Celtics as they begin preparing for their new season. Shira was at Celtics Media Day and joins us now. Hi, Shira.
Hi, Bob.
So the NBA was part of President Trump's attack on pro athletes last week because, in addition to saying NFL players who don't stand for the national anthem should be fired, the president also said that the NBA champion Golden State Warriors wouldn't be invited to the White House after all, in reaction to a star player Steph Curry expressing reservations about the president and about visiting the White House. Tell us how the Celtics factor in here.
Well, they're part of the whole sports landscape that seems to now be more cognizant of the potential to protest and raise awareness in a way that they weren't before Trump's comments. Also, the NBA has been a very progressive league, and it's always encouraged social activism. So it's not surprising that the players have been thinking and talking about what they can do this upcoming season. Celtics small forward Jaylen Brown had some particularly strong comments.
It's unconstitutional to do that, to tell them that they don't have the right to speak on whatever they feel like their heart needs to be spoken on. So, and I think basketball and athletes have a tremendous opportunity with our platform to do something about it.
Let me ask, Shira, is that how all the Celtics players seem to feel?
Well, you know, obviously, Jaylen Brown doesn't speak for everyone, and not everyone at Media Day was asked about the recent Trump comments and Trump tweets. But Brown's new teammate, Kyrie Irving, said it has been a heck of a weekend with all that Trump has said and tweeted, and that for him it was an emotion-filled weekend and an opinion-filled weekend, and said everyone had the right to speak up as long as it doesn't create more division.
Okay, what about Celtics coaches and the management?
Well, everyone is on the same page in believing that individuals, whether they are NBA players or not, have the right to speak up and exercise their freedom of speech. Here's what Coach Brad Stevens had to say when asked whether what's happened with the NFL and with the Warriors will affect the Celtics and the NBA this season.
Ultimately, we as the Celtics organization support our guys and their right to protest peacefully and to promote positive change.
Stevens says he talks with players all the time about how leaders unite and inspire people, and he sees a potential for his players to do that in this instance.
Given all that, do you think that when the Celtics preseason starts next week and when the regular NBA season starts in October, we're going to see protests in the NBA similar to what we've seen in the NFL with players linking arms or kneeling during the national anthem?
I do. And we're already seeing that in the WNBA finals with one team linking arms and the other leaving the floor during the national anthem. Jaylen Brown has said he's reached out to everybody on the Celtics already and emphasized how their voices are stronger together. And he expects further discussions and has said he's also approached Celtics president of basketball operations, Danny Ainge, and talked about taking some action. And I'd anticipate by the time we start seeing preseason games and regular season games, teams across the NBA will have come to some sort of determination about what they want to do on the court to send a message during the national anthem.
Okay, so this uncomfortable intersection between politics and sports is likely to continue. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.